Hello and welcome to CamaroZ28.com podcast number 22.
22.
That's right, I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
And this is being recorded on February 2nd, 2006.
Cool.
That's right.
So, hey, before we even get started, I got to give a shout out to my boy, 85_305 on the board. Today he learned what a podcast was in the post that I made in the lounge about this very podcast.
Woo-hoo!
So you learn something new every day, don't you, buddy?
That's right.
So, I want to get right to this thing that's been that I read that is pretty interesting. I'm not going to name any names, at least in part of this. It's a person who was reviewing the Trailblazer SS, and he decided to interject some stuff about the Camaro that just, well, I didn't think it was very good placement to begin with.
No,
but
no, and I can't believe some asshat would do this.
Well, he was kind of a jerk about it, and I'll just read like an excerpt from his review of the Trailblazer SS and how he included the Camaro in it.
Okay.
He says, "Some people lament the death of the Camaro. I don't. It was a total piece of junk. Sure, it was fast, but what an unrewarding car to drive. Big, ponderous, made from plastic, and what wasn't plastic was welded together with plastic. Ugly, too. In fact, the only Camaro I ever drove that was any fun at all was at a driving school, and the only reason it was fun was because they didn't care what happened to it, and neither did I. For those, however, that truly miss the Camaro and aren't ready to wait for the production version of the Camaro concept seen at the recent Detroit Auto Show, Chevy has a very Camaro-like vehicle in its stable, except it's disguised as a truck. It's called the Trailblazer SS." And then he goes on to review the Trailblazer SS. And he gives it a pretty good review, but it doesn't overshadow what he just said about the Camaro in this.
I want to know what editor would allow him to write like this.
Yeah, I mean,
obviously, it's his personal opinion.
Right.
Okay. But doesn't he know he's pissing off a lot of Camaro enthusiasts?
It's okay to have an opinion. It's okay to like it. If you don't like the car, you don't like it. But this, I don't even see where it could fall in the place of things in a review of the Trailblazer SS.
I think he's just trying to rile people up.
Well, he did.
Yeah, exactly.
And among many was our friend Scott Settlemyer.
Yeah.
And Scott sent him an email, and this is what Scott said.
Okay.
Sir, you know, names of the guilty are protected here.
Or asshole.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I read your comments about the Chevrolet Camaro in your review of the Trailblazer SS. I think, as many others do, that you were harsh and your comments were not based on fact. First, the Chevrolet Camaro has a huge enthusiast following. Like, you know, we got close to 60,000, you know, enthusiasts that registered on our board. Many of them are professionals such as doctors, attorneys, bankers, architects, etc. The enthusiast community has members from all walks of life. They are men and women from 18 to 80. They tend to be more conservative than you might think, and their household incomes are substantially above both U.S. and Canadian averages. They are not from the lower walks of life, as some members of the media like to portray.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but I've never had a mullet.
I did in the 80s. I used to break dance too, but that was in another life.
Okay.
So Scott continues. "You mentioned that the Camaro was a piece of junk. I'd say that's subjective and cannot be justified. You may be surprised to find out that the Pontiac Firebird, same architecture, same plant, same driveline, won a J.D. Power Appeal Award in 2002, which was, of course, the last year of production."
Mm-hmm.
He goes on. "You mentioned unrewarding to drive and big and ponderous, which tells me that you probably haven't driven one for any length of time. The Camaro Z28 and Camaro SS were great performers, not only on the road, but also on a road course or autocross track, where they smartly defeated sports cars costing 2 to 3 times as much. Further, I think that you need to talk to owners of these cars, and I think you'll find that they disagree with your assessment. I personally love to drive both of my Camaros. They make me look forward to driving and not regretting it. Finally, from 1998 to 2002, the Camaro and its stablemate, the Pontiac Firebird, with the optional V8 engine, recorded very surprising fuel economy numbers, 28 on the highway, and many owners find it even higher. They were also classified as low-emissions vehicles, despite this." Mm-hmm. Just wanted to set the record straight.
Right.
And I think that was a pretty good reply by Scott. He based it with fact. So Scott got a reply from this guy, and he says, "You guys kill me. I've received more mail about this, and it's always the same thing. Look, I've driven more Camaros than you can shake a stick at."
Mm-hmm.
"And on more roads and racetracks, and in more provinces and states than I can even remember. It was fast, reliable, good looking, but before, he says ugly."
Right.
So, okay. "Good looking."
So he's backtracking already.
Oh, of course. "Especially the SS, and people love them. That doesn't mean it wasn't a piece of junk. It was a fun piece of shit. What's wrong with that?"
What's wrong with that?
I'm sure he's a fun piece of shit, too. Well, there's plenty wrong with that, but we'll keep going here. "The Dodge Viper is a total piece of junk, but also one of the greatest automotive experiences you can have."
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Why can't people who love a car simply admit when it's crap? I have a 1987 Corvette. What a piece of crap. I love it, though. It sounds good, looks good, and goes like stink.
Like stink, huh?
Okay. All right. It's also a worn-out, squeaky, jittery bag of bolts, and so were innumerable Camaros I've driven. Well, he said in his first part of the review there that the Camaro that he drove in the driving school was fun because they didn't care what happened to it, and neither did he.
Right.
Well, now we know why his Corvette is a squeaky, jittery bag of bolts.
Because he probably beats the shit out of it.
What kind of car editor doesn't know how to care for a car?
I don't know.
Well, obviously this guy. So anyway, he says, you don't think GM could have built a better car if they tried? They were too happy ripping people off with their tarted up antique. Camaro was pretty, you know, it wasn't an antique by any stretch, especially, you know, the LS1 versions.
Oh, I know.
They went like stink.
Yeah.
I've also driven everything from a Yaris, whatever the hell, to the Bugatti Veyron, so I think that I have a pretty wide frame of reference when it comes to performance and driving dynamics. Camaros are ponderous. They simply are, and I find them unrewarding to drive. So yes, that is a subjective thing. Try a Miata or a 911 on a tight, winding road. Now that's fun. Yeah, if you can cram yourself into a Miata. Sure, you can bully and manhandle a Camaro around a racetrack, but it just doesn't float my boat. Heck, sometimes it floats like a boat. The whole experience is made that much worse by shitty seats, shitty brakes, shitty fuel economy, and a total lack of space for such a huge car. Junk, but the next one probably won't be. Well, at least somewhere in there he gives credit to the next potential Camaro.
Okay.
So now Scott, of course, replies in the dignified manner that he's used to doing. He says, his catch line, well, alrighty then. If anybody knows Scott, he says that a lot. So, you're getting a lot of emails about the article? Perhaps that tells you something. I have some questions. In your response to me, you say that the Camaro SS is good-looking, yet in your article you say ugly, too. Am I missing something here? You keep calling it shitty, as I recall, yet the Camaro just won a J.D. Power Award for reliability and overall owner satisfaction from owners who purchased new and still own 3 years later. I wonder how this happened. Apparently those owners do not agree with you, unless, of course, you're implying that they don't know any better, in which case I'd say that's arrogance. It's about time somebody said it. It may interest you to know that Spring Mountain Motorsports Park in Nevada, formerly Bragg Smith Advanced Driving School, used and still uses Camaro SSs on their course. Perhaps you might want to get their take on the Camaro SS. It was proven both on that track and the Milford Proving Grounds that a stock Camaro SS with a 1LE suspension was consistently faster around the track than a 2000 Corvette with the Z51 package.
Wow.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
I won't say that the Corvette is a slouch. Further, as I mentioned in my first note to you, it also bested stock Vipers and Porsches. You mentioned shitty fuel economy, yet the fact is that the Camaro and Firebird get outstanding fuel economy with a fabled LS1 V8. I'll repeat what I said in my first email. The US EPA rates the LS1 powered Camaro and Firebird at 28 miles per gallon highway, and our owners find that it many times exceeds this number. I might also mention that while the Camaro has been out of production since August of 2002, it still outperforms the competition in terms of handling and acceleration. You mentioned shitty seats, which leads me to believe that you perhaps don't sit in the seat correctly, with the shoulders planted in the seat back, legs slightly bent at the knee, as the seats in 1997 through 2002 Camaro were specifically designed to provide comfort to the driver for many hours, not just 15 minutes, like an overstuffed easy chair. Frankly, I'm appalled that you'd use such language. Finally, I could read through your various articles and call you a pompous ass, but that would not be fair, as I really don't know you, thus I will not at this point in time. All I'm saying is that you made some harsh statements, and I've given you facts to prove that some of your statements are false, regardless of how many cars and trucks you've driven.
Well, I will. He's a pompous ass.
Yeah, I gotta admit, that was just uncalled for. That's terrible, terrible writing, and the reason why I'm not mentioning him is because I don't want to give him any more direct credit.
Yeah.
Positive or negative. There's some good facts in there that Scott brought up, and, well, there you have it. It just really struck me as very, very uncalled for, I think, is what to say. So, what do you guys think of this guy? Why don't you give us a call? Chris, what's that number?
The number is 586-486-3182.
Tell us what you think. Think this guy has some points? Maybe, but the way they're brought across, Terrible. Yeah. Terrible. Chris, that's going to lead into what you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, that's right. After the Camaro concept was unveiled, we put together a page called Build the Concept.
There was a spinoff of our legendary Save the F-Body petition.
Right, right. And in this month, actually January, we got quite a few responses.
Yeah,
just
flooded.
In January alone.
Yeah.
We've got at least a couple thousand on there already. And I just wanted to go through a couple and just read what people are saying. Here's one that says, I'm really excited to see this concept. I have never had the opportunity to own a Camaro. My current one was bought used. I would love the chance to leave a dealer lot in a new Camaro SS. Thanks for the hope, GM. That's Ryan from Tucson, Arizona.
Nice.
Here's another one. The Camaro is a sweet car, especially if it's a convertible is going to be made. I learned to drive a stick in 94, black tan top. Edward from Pomona, California. When the Camaro comes back, I will be in line to drive one off the lot. This concept car makes me horny. That was from Nick in New Palestine, Indiana.
Thanks for that one, Nick.
Another one. This will make GM so much money. I love this idea. Please do it. F-Body forever. Lou from Hillsboro, New Jersey.
Nice.
A comeback worthy of a king in its production. Goran from Sweden.
Yeah, there's a big Camaro following in Sweden,
and I
think they're just loving it. They're probably eating it up.
Yeah. I would love to add this one to our collection. Please make this car ASAP. Mike from Spokane, Washington. I will buy one as soon as it comes out. No, from Houston, Texas. And last one, great idea. Mike from Messina, New York. And those are just a few of, like, thousands we have on the page right now.
Right, right.
And so,
we know that we got GM's attention, and we're not the only source of comments like this. They're all over the place.
That just goes to show you what kind of impact this new Camaro concept has made. I mean, look at the media that's led up to this week alone. I mean, two new magazines came out. We've got Road and Track, which is the front cover, has the red Camaro on it now. And Hot Rod has the silver Camaro on the front page of it with the smaller picture of a Challenger behind it. What does that tell you?
Well, that's awesome. It's on a lot of magazine covers. And think, it's only been 4 weeks.
4 weeks.
We
still have, what, months to go until the auto show is done. I mean, it's in Chicago.
The auto show circuit, yeah.
Right, it's going to Chicago. Isn't there, the red one's going to, was it Houston or Dallas? There's a link in the fifth gen section.
In the fifth gen section, it's sticky to the top where it's going to be at all the auto shows or where it's planned to be. The only problem is I was talking to Scott, and he says that he wished that he had a few of these cars because they can't, you know, there's a couple of shows going on at the same time,
right,
usually, and it's got to go to one. You know, you can't have one car at multiple shows, I guess. You can't be in two places at the same time,
exactly,
is what I'm saying. But if you can still get to one of these auto shows to see this car, you gotta. And those comments that were left there on the Build the Concept page, you can read all the other thousands more and leave your own comment if you haven't at CamaroZ28.com/buildtheconcept.
Mm-hmm.
Some point and counterpoint, I think.
Yeah.
And again, I can't believe it's been 3 weeks.
3 weeks, yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
It seems like it's been a few months. There's been so much going on. You know,
there sure has been.
Fifth gen section's exploded. Everybody's talking about the magazines. It's a pretty big topic. And
that's right. That's right. Yeah.
So, you know, kick ass, man. Yeah. Keep kicking ass.
I'm hoping the news comes out soon that they're going to build this car.
I'm hoping so, too.
Yeah.
I'm definitely waiting for the day, and
we'll
announce it right away.
Got it.
I think that's going to do it for me for this week.
Yep. Hope you enjoyed that little diatribe there.
I had to read it. I just couldn't resist. I had to read that because Scott made some great points. So.
Yeah. Alrighty.
More power to you, buddy. And thanks, everybody, for listening, and thanks for all those who called in and emailed. And we'll see you next week.
See ya.
Hey, this is Kevin. The podcast rocks.